Loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Congressman George Santos speaking from the House floor just days before his colleagues could vote to expel him.
Are we to now assume that one is no longer innocent until proven guilty, and they are in fact guilty until proven innocent? Or are we now to simply assume that because somebody doesn't like you, they get to throw you out of your job?
A House Ethics Committee report alleges the New York Republican used campaign cash to pay for personal expenses. He's also facing federal charges, including credit card fraud and identity theft. Hamas released a dozen hostages today, but no U.S. citizens.
I am concerned about and hopeful that there will be more American hostages released.
Delaware Senator Chris Coons, who recently met with the families of hostages in Israel. The body of Rosalynn Carter has been returned to Plains, Georgia, where she'll be buried tomorrow. Mark Cuban's working to sell a majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks to the Adelson family, which runs the Las Vegas Sands Casino Company. This is ABC News. A Russian court has extended the detention of American journalist Evan Gershkovich till the end of January. The Wall Street Journal reporter has been jailed on espionage charges since March. The U.S. has declared him wrongfully detained. The new Sphere is a big attraction in Las Vegas, with a resident band pulling more than its weight.
It's a beautiful day. It's been a beautiful residency so far for U2 in Las Vegas. The band's Achtung Baby Live at the Sphere has earned just shy of $110 million in 17 shows, according to Billboard. How big are those numbers? Consider this. Elton John earned $131 million, and his residency spanned 7 years, from 2011 to 2018. U2 shows start up again on Friday. Billboard says the next group of shows, which run through February, could push the residency past $330 million in just 5 months. Jason Adamson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Taking a selfie now considered a public health problem, according to a new study out of Australia. Researchers cite hundreds of selfie-related injuries and deaths. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's...
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As expected, this year's gun deer harvest in Wisconsin was lower than last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the number of deer registered was more than 17% lower than last year and about 11% lower than the five-year average. Wardens say it's evidence that earlier bow seasons are getting more popular.
Over half of our total deer hunting population in Wisconsin now also hunts with archery equipment, whether that be bow or crossbow.
Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer specialist. People who heat their homes with natural gas might be looking at lower bills this winter. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says it expects a 21% drop in natural gas home heating costs this coming season. Madison Base Alliant Energy says it's because of large natural gas reserves. Also, winter in Wisconsin is forecasted to be mild. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers getting ready for the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice, got some players back from the injury list. Defensive back Eric Stokes worked out. Running back Aaron Jones did some drills, but he's dealing with that MCL sprain. They're short at running back, so is he close? I asked Matt LaFleur.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, I think we're a long way from that.
The Packers host the Chiefs on Sunday night. College basketball, the Badgers with a 71-49 win over Western Illinois. Wisconsin will host Marquette this Saturday. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight to face the Heat. Giannis on how much Damian Lillard helps him and the team play better.
So like early in the season, those passes wasn't there. Now 10 games, 15 games later, the passes are there. So he's picking up on things. So now we're trying to figure out ways to kind of complement one another's game. He can still be Dame and I can still be Giannis. It makes the game easier for our teammates.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 20 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 38. Tomorrow night, lows around 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 24.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I am your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dagot. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting honest Native news, stories, and events with Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, before we get started with our guests, and I just want to talk to Haley a little bit about, I have COVID now, and that's the first time I've received this gift of COVID, and I'm fully vaxxed, and I also took a drug for the last 3 days. So I had one day, I think I found out I had COVID Saturday. Sunday was a bad day, like a bad cold. And then it just started getting better and better. And today I feel like 90% back to myself. But you saw with that little pause in the beginning of the show, I still have COVID brain, and I didn't realize that that's a thing. But
I know. I can't believe it's taken you this long to get your first round, honestly. But really, really glad to hear that it's been pretty mild.
Well, and it's still a thing, that's for sure, out there. And I just want to let all our relatives know out there to get vaxxed and take care of yourself, because it's still a thing out there. And I can attest to that. It's no fun, but because I'm pretty vaccinated, I'm caught up on all my vaccines. It's not as severe as it could be. Being a 62-year-old Native American, that's not always a good thing for us to get COVID, because per capita, the Native Americans are dying in a higher degree, as we've talked to Dr. Stately about. And I'm in pretty good shape, but still, it's a scary thing when those two little lines, pink and blue, show up and you have COVID and you don't want to expose anybody else and all those things. And Wendy doesn't have it and our dog doesn't have it. So I'm grateful for that. And the people that I did expose and not know I had it on Saturday, just thinking it was a cold. And then the story goes, Dr. Stately stopped by our house to drop off a wreath, and he said, well, have you tested for COVID? And Wendy and I looked at each other and went, no. And we did, and shazam, I had COVID. And Sunday it got worse, but here I am. And thanks for holding down the ship as always, Haley. And why don't we start off here? You know, we're excited to update you guys, everybody here, after a long weekend, but we want to get started as soon as we can, even though I did go on there for a little bit. We got Jocelyn back on with us, and welcome, Jocelyn, and really good to see you. And you are the program director of See Mental Health, a Hennepin County Mental Health Awareness Program, and really excited to have you back on.
Thanks for having me, and I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, it comes in waves. I felt really good waking up, but I think as the day goes on, I get a little worn down, and you can kind of hear I got a little stuffy nose now. And but rest and taking my medicine, it's called Prolovax, and it fights the COVID symptoms. It's really interesting. It's really, really helped me. Yeah, let's talk about your mental awareness campaign, and I want you to remind our listeners, what is it all about?
Yeah, the Hennepin County Mental Health Awareness Campaign, it's been a year-long multimedia campaign that's really trying to drive the importance of conversations, whether it's starting them, continuing them, amplifying them, and really sharing on the importance of how important it is for us to talk about our mental health. Community mental health and what it means to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, and take a look at the everyday ways that mental health impacts us all. And so whether it's well-being, wellness, emotional wellness, there's many ways we talk about mental health that may not even have the language of mental health, recognizing it and taking care. And so more on the campaign can be found on our landing page. It's www.ceementalhealth.org.
Well, you know, just a few days I've been quarantined, and even just hearing that word quarantine, I can't imagine how that deals with people's mental health, and especially after going through, now it seems like a long time ago, 3 years ago, with COVID and our students and their mental health and everyone's mental health being not going out, and it's just been really accentuated with COVID, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's in large part why the campaign was formed, to be a response to some of the growing stressors that were existing, anxiety and depression quadrupling after COVID, suicide in Minnesota becoming the second leading cause of death among young people under the age of 24. And so really trying to make aware of how isolation, how different stressors in our lives can really take shape and impact our well-being, that can lead to some really unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah, and I believe we have with us also Kayla Rennie, who's a program manager of FRSS, Family Response and Stabilization Services at Nexus Family Healing. Are you there, Kayla?
I am here, Robert. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound good.
Great. Yes, my name is Kayla Rennie. I'm the program manager for Family Response and Stabilization Services, a Hennepin County and Nexus Family Healing joint initiative serving youth and families in our community aged 5 to 18. I'm happy to be here tonight to talk a little bit more about our program, as well as hear more from Jocelyn and the two of you.
Right on. Kayla, let me ask you, who is your campaign reaching? I think that's really, I know you kind of touched a little bit on that, but who are you guys reaching?
Absolutely. So right now we are serving all of Hennepin County youth aged 5 to 18. There is no qualifiers. We're talking about this campaigning. We've been slow to roll out this initiative because part of our program is we're an immediate in-person response. So we aim to meet families and or youth within an hour of them calling. So we don't want to have families waiting, 2, 3, 4 hours for somebody to show up. So we've been very slow in the work as far as campaigning to have this as a public campaign. However, we are working really intentional in our communities and with our other community providers for families to be able to access our services.
So is there a theme that you're seeing? Is there a theme of people that are seeking help? Is it COVID? Is it just things that we haven't dealt with because we've been dealing with COVID? Or it's just a plethora of things?
Definitely a plethora of things, for sure. I would say, and echo what Jocelyn said. Anxiety and depression has really been trifold within our communities. Another thing that we're seeing is youth and families, they do want to reconnect and they want to do so in person. You know, having telehealth options have been amazing for the work that we can do, but we're seeing families and youth really want that in-person response and somebody to be there and walk with them through these concerns and issues that they're having. So we are working with families for any identified crisis or behavior that they'd like assistance with. It doesn't need to be an acute suicidality or mental health concern. It could be behavioral, it could be school. And that's kind of the beauty of the service is there is no qualifier. The only qualifier is you must be a Hennepin County resident and aged 5 to 18 and have a youth in your home aged 5 to 18. And with that, we'll work with the whole families, caregivers, you know, grandparents, parents, aunties, uncles, anyone.
Hey, can you guys hold on? I'd love to go a couple more segments with you. This is a lot to unwrap, and really excited to have you on. And it's so needed in our communities, and it's great to have you on. Hey, this is Robert Pilot, and this is Native Roots Radio, and we're going to be right back after this short break. Oh, wow. I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Oh, good dramatic pause there. Hey, we are back here, and we're with Jocelyn, who's the program director for See Mental Health, a Hennepin County Mental Health Awareness Program. And also, we are also with Kayla Rennie, a program manager of Family Response and Stabilization Service at Nexus Family Healing. Really important important things we're talking about here. Jocelyn, how important is this? And I mean that in how important is this for people to understand? And I believe that people are starting to understand about mental health, and it's not like a male macho thing that you have to suck it up, or if you've been brought up that way. I feel like we're in a turning point in our communities that people are understanding that mental health is a huge, huge issue, and it's real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's very important in the context of, you know, there's studies that show that often, especially for communities of color, so Black, Indigenous, and our other communities of color, often waiting, and this is more of like seeking traditional forms of care, say a therapist or going in for some type of treatment, waiting 10 years, maybe after an event, a traumatic incident, an event or something like that, before they're actually seeking that traditional level of care. And I say traditional in the sense that maybe people are coping with substance or other means to help support and get them through. Maybe it's spirituality, faith, and something else that they're finding an outlet for help. And sometimes additional levels of care are needed to really support what can become not just mental health, but a mental illness that could be created and formed. So when we recognize that anxiety, depression, if caught early, and treated or managed often, these can be very treatable types of and very normal aspects of our mental health. And so it's very important. It's very important in the context, especially when we talk about families and the family system. I'm sure Kayla can really speak on this, especially. But it's such a critical aspect of just, you know, the ability to wake up in the morning and, you know, take care of the needs that we need to, whether it's work, living life, doing the basic functions that maybe are required of us. And, you know, if we're not well, it really reflects in the way that we show up in the world.
Yeah, Kayla, how much does, I know it's a buzzword a lot of times, but I know in our community it isn't, is trauma and triggers. How important is that to recognize that that's a real thing?
Yeah, so I would say that all the work that we do, we definitely come from that trauma-informed aspect. We want to meet everyone in a way that identifies and acknowledges that they may have a trauma history, as well as our employees making sure that they're supported in the being able to do the work and work with folks who have trauma. As Jocelyn said, we really want to acknowledge all the ways that folks can get care. So part of the program values that I implemented with the FRSS program was to really meet families and individuals, not just from that clinical standpoint, but to really recognize that intersection of community, culture, and clinical, right? We don't want to just diagnose somebody. We can all diagnose somebody, but what does that mean? How does that look from day to day? And so to really understand that we're all whole beings, so we need to be able to really treat, acknowledge, and provide services at that intersection of wellness, which includes community and culture.
Yeah, absolute. And, you know, what role do you guys have in providing that to, you know, the providers of color have in our work? So what role do the providers of color have in our work?
Very good question. So part of that is, again, one of the biggest pieces of putting together a program like this to be reflective of Hennepin County is we want our providers to not only be cognizant of the different traumas and the different hardships that we may face in our communities, but we want to be able to show up and be able to be relatable, right? Mm-hmm. How many times do you expect to call a clinician or somebody and they may show up, but they don't look like you. They don't understand, you know, your backgrounds, your values, your family. So we are really intentional in hiring folks that are a part of the BIPOC community. And so we can also bring not only our professional and educational values and to the table, but our cultural values as well. And we really want to make sure that there is no language barrier, right? We want to be able to provide services in the language that's folks' first language in a language that's comfortable for them. And understanding that, and I think Jocelyn touched on that a bit, there's not always a word for mental health. There's not always the same definition in different cultures. So we want to make sure that we don't create that barrier in providing services to families.
Wow, that's really a good point. Jocelyn, I'm wondering if you can amplify that, because there's not a word for that in everybody's culture. That's a powerful statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, you know, some cultures respond well to storytelling, right? And are more of like, you know, tell a story or, you know, the oral traditions. And I've seen it in a number of different community engagements that I've been a part of over the course of this campaign. And it's everything Kayla said. And sometimes it's just, there aren't words for it. It's just, we have to be very, and we've been very aware of like, everyone's going to walk a mental health journey differently. Everyone's going to receive and want to find solutions for their health in different ways. No one's path is going to be the same. And I think that's the beauty, especially of, you know, the family response program that allows so much of the family to drive what is going to work for them and what is going to be a due north, a positive for the way they can find forward. And that's exactly what this campaign's trying to do. We're trying to do it in a very judgment-free way, in a way that's saying, hey, whatever works for you, do that thing, and let's move forward in more healthy ways.
Well, I want to bring up the website a couple more times before we end this, and I want to say www.cmentalhealth.org. That's S-E-E, mentalhealth.org, to reach out. You know, before we wind this up here, and I want to ask both of you, what is important for the community to know about this campaign? And Kayla, I'm going to start with you.
Absolutely. I think it's important to know that there is somebody that you can call. Right now, we are operating 365 days a year from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. And there doesn't need to be, like I said, any kind of acuity met. You can call because you're just unsure of who to call, and we can help. So don't wait till you feel like you're at your breaking point or you're at a place where you need to call law enforcement or you need to go into a hospital. You can call Family Response 365 days a year. The number for Family Response is 612-979-9511. Again, there is no criteria that needs to be met in order to make that call. We will respond in person within an hour of a call for anyone for any reason. Like I said, the only qualifiers are being a Hennepin County resident with a youth aged 5 to 18.
Mm. Wow. Haley, we'll get that number up, but I want to say it again. It's 612-979-9411.
9511.
Thank you. I wrote that down, but I got COVID mind here, I think. Jeez.
Thanks,
sorry
Robert.
About that. Sorry about that. Jocelyn, we got a couple minutes here. What else do you think is important for people to know about this campaign?
Yeah, we anticipate that whether you're checking out the website, exploring resources like Family Response, there's a whole resource page on the website, as well as real people, real stories of Hennepin County, youth, seniors, military veterans that are also all like highlighted on the page as well. And they're all sharing stories. So like 30 to 45 second bites of like how they've been getting through. We did this in a very community-centered way. And I think starting with you is such an important piece of this. And I think it's just important to either see the site and pass it along to a friend, or maybe see the site and find something that maybe works for you. But we hope that the conversations continue even after the campaign's done next month, and are very grateful just for the opportunity to like have this level of engagement with community to share it.
Well, we got to do this again before you're up, and it's important. And I just got to say, earlier you said one of you two spoke about how important it is to hear and see stories from people that look like you. So check out those videos, and that's important and so important. I want to just say we got less than a minute left. Is there anything else we can talk about here? I just want to do the number real quick, 612-979-9511. Jocelyn, do you have any last words?
Just thank you so much for the time. I hope you feel better and you have all year, a whole year to get through your COVID brain.
Wow, thanks. Kayla, thank you so much for stopping in.
Miigwech.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break with some phone calls. Ho-wah.
Stay with us.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Congressman George Santos speaking from the House floor just days before his colleagues could vote to expel him.
Are we to now assume that one is no longer innocent until proven guilty, and they are in fact guilty until proven innocent? Or are we now to simply assume that because somebody doesn't like you, they get to throw you out of your job?
A House Ethics Committee report alleges the New York Republican used campaign cash to pay for personal expenses. He's also facing federal charges, including credit card fraud and identity theft. Hamas released a dozen hostages today, but no U.S. citizens.
I am concerned about and hopeful that there will be more American hostages released.
Delaware Senator Chris Coons, who recently met with the families of hostages in Israel. The body of Rosalynn Carter has been returned to Plains, Georgia, where she'll be buried tomorrow. Mark Cuban's working to sell a majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks to the Adelson family, which runs the Las Vegas Sands Casino Company. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill that would automatically update parents on what their child has checked out from the library got a public hearing today. Under the Republican-authored bill, all books checked out in either a public library or school library would be sent to parents. Emily Dittmar is with the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association and a school librarian in Muskego.
With school libraries so understaffed, dedicating so much time to administrative tasks takes the certified librarians away from student interactions.
Dittmar adds that students' checkout history is already available to parents by request. People in Wisconsin feeling generous this time of year are urged to be careful when donating to charity. It's Charity Fraud Awareness Week. Consumer protection officials say you should ask solicitors for their names, addresses, and phone numbers. You should also ask how much of your donation will be used to actually help people. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 20 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 38. Tomorrow night, lows around 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 24.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I want to give everyone an opportunity to give us a call at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Hey, and I had asked my doctor who's been taking care of me with the COVID to give a call, and I believe she's on. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, Robert. Hello, Haley. How are you?
Hey, Wendy, it's the good doctor.
Right on.
This is the pharmacist doctor. Yeah, so Robert was diagnosed with COVID on Saturday, November 25th. He actually had symptoms the day before, and our good doctor, who's on usually on Mondays, Dr. Stately, said, you probably have COVID. And I really didn't even think of that, you know, honestly, because you were up and around. You know, you went to Menards the day before. You were, you know, doing your errands, and you were feeling okay. You kind of had like a little bit of a cough, right?
Yeah.
But Dr. Stately said, you know, you should test. So on Saturday, we tested, and voila, you had COVID.
Hey, and, everybody. Go ahead.
We called your primary care doctor right away, and we asked about the Paxlovid, which is an antiretroviral medication that helps stop the replication of the virus in your body. So it helps slow down the process so you don't feel as sick, and you don't feel as sick for as long a period of time. So you're taking that also. And I think because you were fully vaccinated, you're resting, you're taking the Paxlovid, you're here on the radio tonight.
I'm a little rusty, though, aren't I, Haley?
not different than any usual day.
Easy.
Just kidding.
Easy. Hey, anybody want to give us a call at 952-946-6205? That's 952-946-6205. I know Wendy is in the other room cooking us dinner, and everyone wants to know how great of a patient I am.
Well, you know, I feel like you were a good patient. You really were this time. And you were pretty sick. You know, you were pretty sick. I waited on you hand and foot. And
yes.
This morning when I saw you walking around, you said, I feel really good and I feel so much better. But I was going to tell you I didn't, because I really like that you wait on me hand and foot.
That's a typical Robert answer, I feel like.
Yes, exactly, right? So everybody out there, if your husband is faking it, we all call it a man cold, right?
Right.
The man cold.
Exactly.
So when a man gets a cold, that's it. He's laying in bed. He's suffering. When a woman gets a cold, she's still taking care of the kids. She's still walking the dog. She's still doing the cooking and the cleaning and doing everything. So.
Exactly.
Wow. Hey, tell everybody what's for dinner tonight, too, before we let you go.
Oh, okay. So I'm making angel hair pasta with aglio-olio. And
ooh.
For those who don't know what aglio-olio is, it's an Italian for really just like a garlic and olive oil type of sauce on it. So it has lots of garlic, olive oil. I put vegetable broth in it, salt and pepper, some Italian seasoning, and I let that simmer on the stove for like an hour so that the garlic really gets infused into the olive oil. And it really gives the pasta a really good flavor. And then I have Brussels sprouts, peppers, onions, and garlic roasting in the oven. And I'm also making some Beyond Italian hot sausage. And those are a plant-based hot sauce, Italian sausage that we have. And we'll have some bread. And that's what we're having for dinner.
Wow.
I got to come over.
Yeah, you're a 10-minute
I'll fix you a plate. If Robert still wasn't in isolation, I'd invite you over, Haley.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I just forgot that you even had COVID.
I know. Aren't I doing good,
I know,
Haley?
Right? He's doing really good. I've been testing every day also. Just
right.
Because,
that's
you
good.
Know, I'm in the house with him. But I'm negative so far. So I have my updated booster, my COVID booster. And I think really that's why I haven't gotten COVID. So I'm really happy about that.
Hey, Wendy, before we let you go, kind of talk about my schedule, because I was kind of surprised on, I thought it was 10 days, 5 days. What is the normal schedule now when you get COVID?
Right. Okay. So you tested positive on Saturday, November 25th. So that gets counted as day zero.
Jeez.
Days one through five, you have to isolate. That means not going out of the house, going to stores. You have to stay in the house. You can go outside for a walk. Just don't go near anybody. So you're isolating for 5 days. Then day six through day 10, if you can go out, but you have to wear a mask. So those days you wear a mask. So from November 30th till December 5th. You can go out and do whatever you want, but you have to stay masked just in case. And Wednesday, December 6th, which is my birthday, no mask, no isolation, so we can go out and party.
And get a little smooch in there, too, for your birthday.
Ew.
Easy. Well, thanks, Wendy, and get back to it. Don't burn the noodles, and I'll be done with this job in no time.
Sounds good. See you in a bit. Bye, thanks, Haley.
Bye, Wendy. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, when you were recovering from your COVID, or I guess you're still recovering.
Yeah.
You know, there was, did you get to watch any new movies or anything? I mean, what were you doing?
I did watch one movie I'm not going to talk about because it was so stupid and so silly. And I'm going to pretend COVID that I didn't watch it, but it was from those writers from Saturday Night Live. And it was just totally juvenile humor. So we won't bring that up. But what I did see was, and I think you saw it too, was... Fry Bread Face and Me.
Yes. Fry Bread Face and Me. That was on Netflix. I think that was released on the 24th, I think. That was such a cute movie. I had people reach out to me and they're like, oh, did you see this movie? Yeah. I'm like, I did. This is one I actually did watch right away.
One in a row.
Yeah. So Fry Bread Face and Me, if you don't know what we're talking about, this new movie on Netflix, two adolescent Navajo cousins from different worlds bond during a summer herding sheep on their grandmother's ranch in Arizona while learning more about their family's past and themselves. Really, really cute movie. I'm trying to see who was the director on this. I just had it. Billy Luther was the director and the writer of that one.
It had a lot of heart, too. And I know it's cool to see Native actors doing their thing. And the uncle, or one of the uncles, was played by the same guy who was a bad guy in Dark Wind. So it was really cool to see him be, well, he's kind of abusive 70s kind of Indian, he was a super mean guy in a couple mainstream shows, and also in Dark Winds, he was a bad guy. Hey, Haley, too, before we get going too far here, I want to make sure I bring this up, but we were talking a little bit off air about the No Fun League, where they had this beautiful mask made for the Wild out of Native designs, and the NHL didn't like it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So I don't know. This is such a weird story. So the No Fun League. So let's see. The NHL refused to let Minnesota Wild player Marc-Andre Fleury wear his custom mask for Native American Heritage Night last Friday to honor his wife. And I guess the NHL threatened to fine the Wild organization. So I don't know. I mean, did you see the mask? It was very Ojibwe florally, and it was beautiful. And I heard that he still ended up wearing it during the warm-ups.
Well, what's interesting, too, I see a poster or somebody holding up a sign saying, NHL, you can't wear a flower mask, but you can wear a bloodied Blackhawk on your jersey year-round. I don't get it.
Seriously. Yeah, well, and they're like, the whole reason for not being or not allowing stuff like that is for theme nights, I guess, is what they call it. And, I mean, is that really a theme? I mean, his wife is Native American. You know, I believe she was from Canada. Is that, that's a family design, right? That's what they're allowed to wear every night on a game, right? On their helmets is a family design.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Very confusing with the rules in the No Fun League at the NHL. Well, because, you know, the Blackhawks, you can wear a chief on your jersey every day that you're out on the ice, but how is that not supporting, how is that not Native American heritage?
Well, I remember, and of course, NHL has probably changed over the last 50 years, but I remember when I was a kid, there was a goalie called Ken Dryden who had a goalie mask, nothing what they are now, more of a mask like slashers have now in movies, but he had what it looked like stitches all over his face. And it's like, give me a break. I mean, really? Is it that long ago that, I mean, well, I even remember when they didn't wear masks, but That's a whole nother story. But
yeah, other stories, this just came to my mind too. But I remember we talked about this. Adam Johnson, the hockey player from Hibbing, who passed away in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
I guess apparently the guy that put his leg up and with his skate got arrested or is being arrested, and they're going to try to charge him for manslaughter, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then just a quick thing back to the NHL with the Native American Heritage Night and not allowing the mask. It's just another thing that we deal with, these subtle little things that people want to push us back into our place and, you know, things like that. So it's just, it's par for the course for us, but it's also very disconcerting, and also it just, the beat goes on and on and on.
Exactly. Well, and I saw something too on my social medias as I'm looking through one of your favorite people, Dega, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah. I don't know if you saw her social media post of her posing with her ugly, dry, seasonless turkey on Thanksgiving, captioning it. What'd she say? Sorry, PETA, as in People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. She said, "We are eating good today. Who wants to join us?" And the turkey just absolutely died for nothing. And someone said, "Why do people dunking on vegans always post the worst looking meat you've ever seen?" Nobody wants to join you, Marjorie. Your turkey looked like the overcooked one in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, all hollowed out and everything.
That's hope. Yeah. Her buddy gets removed too from Long Island there, George Santos or whatever he's calling himself now.
Yeah, big mess.
Yeah, well, vote blue. You know who. You know we have to get these dum dums out of here, and then we can start pressuring our politicians about doing a lot of good stuff. Then once we get them in there. But we can't do anything if we got the party of conspiracies and
exactly
the chaos party or the chaos caucus or whatever the heck they're calling themselves.
You know,
get them out of there. They're all for nothing and nothing for all. We'll be right back. More chatter. Give us a call, too, here, 952. Or not. Well, I'll give you the number later once I remember it because I got COVID brain. We'll be right back. Oh,
be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda.
and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
What an awesome show to come back here. And my memory's getting better here.
That's good.
My health care kicked in, and we talk a little bit about that normally. And we had some great guests on today talking about health, not only health care, but just mental health.
Yes. And yeah, specifically for services like that, too, if you ever find yourself in need or seeking a mental health service, you know, make sure you have the right type of health insurance that's going to, you know, fully satisfy your needs, and finding a right plan for you. So we have really great resources here in Minnesota, such as MinSure. So if you need that resource, you can head over to MinSure.org to find an affordable plan that fits your needs.
Well, you know, Haley, I have COVID. So Wendy kind of gave the whole kind of track, 5 days in the house, five with masks. And I'm going to miss the opening of Jaleesa's play.
Oh my goodness. That's right.
The 29th. And I wonder if we have any information about her play we can just talk a little bit about. And by the meantime, too, if you're looking that up for me, we're going to be at, Haley and I are going to be at Mystic Lake. And we still haven't gotten confirmation yet. If we're going to be doing a live show out of there, they still have to okay it, but it's just going through the motions. I think it'll be okay, and we're going to do a live show, and we're also going to be running our brand of a Native Roots Trading Post, and so it's going to be exciting, and Haley and I are going to hang out, and Wendy's going to stop in and, you know, maybe straighten me out a little bit and straighten out merchandise and then head out, but that it'll be fun, and Haley and I will be hanging out for 3 days. That's the 6th, 7th, and 8th, and a lot of vendors out there, and come see us, and we might give you a deal if you say the secret password, and we're not going to give that to you for a while, though. You have to keep...
We gotta come up with a secret password first. But yeah, so New Native Theater, they are having their new production opening up, A Christmas in Achapi, begins Wednesday, November 29th, and you can get your tickets at achristmasinochapi.brownpapertickets.com or www.newnativetheater.org, and all tickets are pay what you can.
Yeah, wow, exciting, and I'm going to miss the opening night, which I'm not excited about, And I'm going to have to make up for it and go a bunch more times. And I know we went and saw her at her last play, which was a very emotional play. And this one's a comedy. So we'll get to see Jaleesa McKee, my Hinu, which means my first daughter. We'll get to see her acting chops because she's playing a totally different character. And there's Tom from... Pretendians is going to be there, and yeah, Roya is in it. Band. Roya is in it too, playing a police officer.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be totally fun, and so we'll all have to go there. And I guess the first few times to see it, I'll have to wear a mask.
Yeah, you got to keep everyone safe, Dega. Remember your duty.
Yeah, definitely.
This is. Something I saw too, and this is coming from the Commons Earth. This was very surprising. Well, maybe not, I guess, as surprising as you would take it, but 70% of voters want big oil to pay for climate disasters. And this is 76% of Democrats and 57% of Republicans think we should make polluters pay.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Sounds like common sense. It won't happen.
Right, well who else is responsible, you know, because, you know, as a society we've used these resources, or I guess, you know, past generations, but then these companies knew what they were doing all along, with the research showing, you know, how it's going to affect the environment and our natural resources. So yeah, it's an issue, and I think we can't ignore it anymore.
Well, and, you know, I don't know if you know this, Haley, but we got a letter, and I saw it on Facebook first, but we got a letter. We live in St. Paul, Minnesota, and we got a letter saying that our water may have lead in it.
I saw that.
And it's like, well, what does that mean? We got to boil our water now? And how ridiculous is that? What year is this?
Exactly. Well, you don't even live like East Metro, so I'm East Metro, right? Very close to the 3M plant here, and I don't know what year that was, but every so many years we've just had these
dumping
chemicals in our water.
Yeah, and it gets into the groundwater, which gets into the aquifer, and then it gets into the wells, and you know, they pay their little fine, and we suffer physically for it.
Yes. Well, tomorrow's show, we have a very, very exciting guest, and we are very honored to introduce him. We're going to have Gary Farmer on with us tomorrow, Wednesday's show, for the whole hour. Gary's going to spend with us, so we're really excited and excited to pick his brain on all the projects that he's been a part of.
Yeah, a really good point, Haley, and I think you're going to pop out a canvas poster here after the show and send it out to everyone and remind them to listen in. And you can also listen to our shows on Spotify and iTunes and all those other groovy places if you can't listen to us. And definitely what I always do is I click on to AM 950, and it's right there. You just click on it, and bingo. And
yeah,
check on other shows that would come out at AM 950, like Matt McNeil. And I love the 10 o'clock show here in the Twin Cities, the scary one, Ghost Box Radio. What a great job. And they're on 5 days a week. And it's good to get in that, because I really loved radio at night in the 80s and 90s. The 90s and early 2000s with Art Bell. And I think if you're missing that, like I have, listen to Ghost Box. They got it going on there, and the paranormal stuff. And we like to talk about our relatives as Sasquatch, and we'll probably, I love listening in, but we have a lot going on here. And we really appreciate two people listening to us over and over again all these years. And Haley, you're doing a great job. And Wendy stopping in, giving us our sacred animal report once a week. And you know, Gary is just lately been on Reservation Dogs as Uncle Brownie, but he's a MC. I've seen him around, a comedian and a speaker, somebody that's a cannabis supporter, that's talking the good word about cannabis or medicine, and then also a big time musician. And I have had the opportunity to see him, Haley, a few times jamming. One was up in Duluth, where he was playing the harmonica with all the 11 bands that I saw, up to all the Native American bands that were up there during this this big party up in Duluth. And I had no idea. And Gary gave me a CD, and now we have some music. And so we're going to be talking a lot about his music. And in between there, and talk about Powwow Highway and my favorite movie, all-time favorite movie that I just saw. Well, I saw it twice. Saw on the plane coming back from New York. It was on the plane that Delta had it as a video, Smoke Signals, and then Haley and I watched it too, and just recently, and it just still has heart, and it was made in 1996, and it's 25 years, correct, thank you, and it was 25 years around, and it still has heart, and it still stands up to this day.
Yes, I cried my eyes out the first time watching it with you, and I just have to say 98, because that was the year I was born, so that's why I remember that.
No problem, and I just have COVID brain, so I can't, like, add anymore, so that's it. But it was fun watching, and it's going to be really fun having Gary on. He's a class act, and he's been out there doing it, and he's been not only supporting Native Americans and the Native American businesses, but being a great role model. And I think that's so important, especially where we're at now. Great show, Haley. Thanks for holding your end up so I could seem coherent after all this. But hey, if you're listening to the show, we're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Native Roots Media, yes.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.